For a long time, I found it hard to put this series into words. I guess because it's about being vulnerable, something I'm working towards in my own life. I was in a group of friends the other day, and we were asked which emotion we had the hardest time expressing. My answer came immediately: vulnerability. I know that it really just means showing however you happen to be feeling in an authentic way, but for me, I equate being vulnerable with being raw, open, and exposed, naked. We all have soft spots, places we want to protect, and yet, in order to connect with other people, we need to risk showing those soft spots to them. Without vulnerability, there's no depth, only surface. Without vulnerability, there can be no real love. So this series is about our sensitive spots, and how outside forces can either soothe or wound, uplift or tear down. The embryonic bean shapes, overlaid with line work, developed into a language of sorts. The lines started to remind me of those voice graphs you see in recording studios. That sparked a new thought. What if I recorded my voice saying different words or phrases and laid them on top of the shapes? In this way, I could explore the power of words to affect us. How do encouraging words make us feel? How do harsh words make us feel? Do I dare to be vulnerable and reveal my softer spots to the world? Can I leave the armor behind?